From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In much of the U.S., real estate prices have done nothing but drop in recent years. But in the Corn Belt, they're hitting record highs. Just last month, an 80-acre tract in Iowa went for nearly $22,000 an acre. That's five times more than the land sold for just 5 years earlier. The reason for the boom? High crop prices. In many cases, farmland is producing better returns than bonds, gold, even the stock market. The story is the same in Missouri, where Abby Fentress Swanson reports these returns are now enticing a lot of traditional investors.
I'm standing here in Saline County on a piece of beautiful farmland, which is some of the best land for growing corn in Missouri. 5 years ago, this piece of land would have sold for maybe $4,000, $5,000 an acre. Now that price has doubled, and this piece of land sold for $10,700 an acre last year.
You want a quad?
Yes, I do. Howard Oddsley has appraised land here in Missouri for 30 years. Wearing dark glasses and a crew cut, he walks into the middle of a field on this 160-acre tract and bends his tall body to pick up a clod of dirt. As it crumbles in the wind, he explains why this land is so valuable.
This is a very loamy, very productive but loamy soil. A high clay soil will just be like a rock, and that's the difference between the way the soils. And the farmers know this, and the investors know this. That's why they pay for it what they do.
Top dollar. It's not just the value of Missouri cropland that's rising. Farmland prices all over the region, from Iowa to Illinois, Nebraska to Kansas, have been sky high lately, in part thanks to corn prices topping $8 a bushel. That's helped encourage investors with no connection to farmland to compete for their very own acreage. Investors like Steve Diggle.
We paid about $3.3 million for our 650 acres odd in Southeast Illinois in 2009.
Diggle is the CEO of a company called Volpace Investment Management, which is based in Singapore. The firm manages a quarter of $1 billion of investors' money. About 15% of that is in farmland.
This year we sold it at auction. We got $5.1 million. That's 55% higher than we paid. Plus we got two yields, one of 3.5% and one of 5%. So, you know, as an investment, that's, you know, 63% over 3 years is great, and we're extremely happy with it.
Physics professor Andy Troopin lives in Delray Beach, Florida. He bought farmland in Kansas 2 years ago because it looked like it would make him more money than gold or the stock market.
Farmland seemed like a much safer vehicle to get an income stream, even though if it's not a high income stream, at least it's more than you would get on treasuries at any duration. And at the same time, offer price appreciation or at least hold its value in the event of inflation, period.
But does this sound familiar? Back in 2006, a housing bubble burst, in part because of rapid and ultimately unsustainable increases in housing prices. University of Missouri agriculture economist Ron Plain is concerned a similar bubble could be happening in farmland.
When you're at record high crop prices, it's reasonable to expect you're going to stop being at record levels. Lower prices means less income per acre and therefore less ability to pay for farmland. So yes, that's a very real possibility and a concern for investors.
Should a bubble burst, farmland might be harder to sell, especially compared to other more liquid investments. But investors argue that any bubble is still far off and believe that farm acreage will remain a solid, long-term investment so long as the demand for food continues to grow. For NPR News, I'm Abby Fentress Swanson in Columbia, Missouri.